98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. And let me tell you, if you are not warm, if you are not moist, if you are not ready for my interview, my hamstrings are so, my loins are ready. I've been doing my warm-ups because I have a tennis sensation, a tennis star in studio with me. I have Angela Okutoyi, the second ever Kenyan to ever play in the Australian Open. And she's so chilled. She's like, Davina, can you just calm down? I'm like, no, Angela, no. And her coach Joe in studio with us. I will just say this, someone who is no stranger to flying many, many hours is Angela, but she herself has used Kenya Airways and she can attest that they are the pride of Africa. Kenya Airways flying three times a week to Juba and Khartoum. Now, Angela, let me just ask you, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
How difficult was that? Was that mission from Melbourne? That trip from Melbourne to Nairobi is no joke, huh?
No.
It's horrendous. So let me ask you, so if you're playing in the Australian Open, how far in advance do you go to Australia to get rid of the jet lag, to sleep, all of these things?
Well, I wouldn't know, but for me, I went like 4 days before the tournament.
Only 4 days?
Yeah.
Okay, I've done that trip. That's about 20 hours or something.
Yeah.
Why did you not give yourself time to like sleep and stretch and eat and do all those things?
I don't know.
4 days is the thing?
Yeah.
Wow, you love a challenge, Angela. Okay, so you go 4 days in advance, and then what happens? Like, do they keep you in quarantine? Do they give you a test? What was that like?
Well, when I arrive, they do our rapid test, and then they do the COVID test. And then after that, when your rapid test is negative, then you're released to go to the hotel.
And that was, and then you're allowed to just be free moving and everything like that?
Well, yes.
So in the Australian Open, did you, as a player, did you hear all of the drama with Novak Djokovic?
Yes, I did, even before arriving in Australia.
No way.
Yeah.
And like, what was it? So you're living in, does everyone stay in the same hotel?
Well, I think there are like three official hotels, but you all stay like in the same hotel.
But you get your own room, right?
Yes.
Okay, goodness. So, who was like the biggest tennis star that you saw while you were there?
Well, I saw, I don't know if they're big, but let me just name them. I saw Coco Gauff, I saw Stefanos, I saw Alcaraz, I saw Fognini, something like that. I saw Dimitrov.
And do you get starstruck?
Sorry?
Do you get starstruck? Are you like, ah?
No, not really.
Angela, you know the hopes of our nation. I hate to put pressure on you, but we are waiting for you to become as big as Serena and Venus.
Yeah, I say
Serena and Venus because you yourself have a sister who plays tennis, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So what is that like? And where is she?
Well, it feels good, but right now she's at school, 844, so yeah.
Oh my gosh, poor thing. Yeah. you're hanging out and she's having to study, especially 844. And do you guys still play doubles or are you focusing on your singles game now?
Well, I do play both, singles and doubles.
God, you're so confident at 18. Happy birthday, by the way, very recently. Now tell me, Coach Joe from Joe Tennis Program.
Yes.
When did this relationship start as Angela's coach?
Okay, my program started in 2001, Joe Tennis Program. And by 2008, I started a new program helping the needy, those kids who cannot, like those people from Kibera who cannot play. I went to one of the school I search, and then I go to the one who are ready to play. I brought them at the school where they live. And then Angela, I got her, they live at this, inside the school compound, LCVR. So I took her sister and some other kids, and she was 4 years. So she used to come. She was very small. I gave her a racket, ball. She was the racket was all bigger than her and stuff when she started. And Angie, since she started, she's never looked back. She's
so
always focused.
You met her when she was four?
Yes.
How are guys playing tennis at four? You don't even know where your nose is.
She was, and this was like, what this? She didn't know about it.
So you kind of, but you took a chance on her, because you can't really tell anything about a 4-year-old, right?
Nothing.
And that's just coaching and conditioning.
Yes. And as she was playing and stuff, I didn't know about how she used to live and stuff. But I, as a coach, I have to notice and stuff. there was probably meals, so I had to give us some breakfast, sometimes lunch when other kids were eating, because her, she used to train with our high class kids, and her, she never cared about that. She always trained her. She always focused. And at the age of 6, she used to whoop those kids of 8 years. She was above age. So she has passed a lot. She has passed a lot. And for me, I can see she's going places.
She definitely is going places. But right now, for the rest of the hour, she's here in studio with me. I might ask her to show me some. Just show me some of her forehand. I'm just horrendous. 98.4 Capital FM. If there's any questions you have for Angie or Coach Joe, get them in on 0701 984 984. But we'll be right back after some WizKid. There you go, boys. You've been warned. Beyonce's warning you. If you liked it, you should have put a ring on it. That song goes out to myself and Angie the second. I told you, if you don't request a song, I'm going to send a song to you. That's for Angela Okotoyi, the second ever Kenyan to play in the Australian Open. We're going to get into why tennis, why Australia Open, what next, and how we as her people can help her, because I'm sensing that there's not a lot of help coming through Ministry of Sports. All right, let's go to the headlines now before I start a fight. Ooh, someone who definitely doesn't give up is in studio with me today. Angela Okotoyi, the second Kenyan ever to make it into the Australian Open. You are ranked 60th, I think.
55 now.
Shut up.
55 now in the world.
Did that happen in like the last 2 weeks? Because I swear I checked the latest. And then I was like, Angela, you're only 17. She's like 18. This is only happened. How fast does your world move, Angela?
I think pretty quick.
Oh my gosh, but you're so chilled. Like, how are you so calm? I feel like I'm more excited about you being Kenya's best female tennis player than you are.
I am, but from inside.
From inside. deep down. Yes. You as a tennis player, I saw a brilliant, beautiful video of you at the Australian Open. Blue court, blue outfit, red hair. Everything was popping. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Just one lame question. Who chooses your outfits? Should I wear a dress? Shall I wear, like, what? How do you do that? Or you just like, my focus is on tennis.
Well, I do choose my clothes then, according to colors and maybe marks.
Do you think you're ever going to get to the point where you wear those ridiculous cat suits like the Williams sister? But, how? How are you stretching in a cat suit? I don't know. So, Angela, like, what is next for you? You've come back from the Australian Open.
Yeah.
What was that like? Did it feel like? What did it feel like?
It felt good. The moment I arrived, there were a lot of celebrations at the airport, so it felt really nice for the first time, at least.
From Kenya?
Yeah.
No, they knew you were coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, so it was really nice. The feeling was nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did you, let me tell you, when you started making waves and when we started hearing about it in the sports desk and in this studio, we were like, Angela, she's going to win everything forever. Did you notice that guys at home were following you and feeling you?
Yes.
Yeah?
I did, yeah.
Twitter, what's your handle? You're opening up a...
Okutoy Angela 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you on social media? Are you noticing that you're gaining fans and things like that?
Well, yeah, I do notice, but I'm not usually much on social, but like, yeah.
I know your focus is on the tennis.
Yeah.
Where do you want to be in, is it 5 years? Is that like a goal for tennis players? 5 years. So you'll be 18, 19, 22, 22, 23. I'm good at maths. 23.
Yeah.
So where are you going to be?
Well, my goal ever since I was young is to play at the biggest stages with the big guys, the Serena and all those guys. Yeah, and one day win a Grand Slam.
Of course, absolutely, you must. How do we get Angela there? Who has the money? We're gonna come back and start asking. Get your M-Pesa out, because we will come back. Let me ask you this, Angela. Yeah. You've flown all over the world now. Mm-hmm. Think back to your last Kenya Airways flight or one of your best Kenya Airways flights. Mm-hmm. Tell me what it was. Where were you going?
Well, it was this year actually. Mm-hmm. I was going to Dar es Salaam.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was really nice. I liked the food and everything, and how they take care of people on board, and they're really nice.
That was unpaid plug, unpaid promotion. The Pride of Africa flying around the Pride of African tennis. Angela Okotoye, we will be right back after this as we discuss who's going to pay for Angela's next tournament. Yes, I mean you. Rihanna, we found love on 98.4 Capital FM on this Valentine's Day, and I found a new Valentine. Stop the press. My Valentine is Africa's number one tennis player. Number one in Africa, yes?
Yes.
Oh, Angela, yay! Will you be my Valentine?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's recorded. So when you make it in 10 years, I'll be like, babe, where's the cash? Letta pesa. I'm 100%. No, talking about cash. Tennis is an expensive sport.
Very much.
Yeah. It really, really is. Coach Joe, what are the numbers involved in sending Angela around the world to represent Kenya?
Like for now, Angie, to maintain her rankings, she really need to play a lot of matches. She really need to travel a lot. This is requires accommodations. Like now she's going to Egypt. She's going to stay like 3 weeks. That's some money. And air ticket. And also plus the coach. And also small allowance for the coaches also, who is doing a good job, Francis Rogoi.
Padim, yeah.
Yes, and after there, it's traveling like the whole month. And like Angie, she has no support.
None.
And we need people to come and support because she's our future. She's our Serena tomorrow.
She is.
If we do it now, tomorrow, she's going to make it for us.
And then send money back to me.
Yes.
So no, but no support. Where's the Ministry of Sport in this whole thing?
We haven't had anything because I had like many the ministries supporting a team, not an individual. So I don't know how. I don't know. But
Tennis isn't a team sport. You do
individual.
Doubles, but
it's an individual.
So there's a loophole there that needs to be,
because it's an individual. It's somebody like a single. So it's not like a teamwork.
And tournaments aren't, they don't give you accommodation, meals or anything like that. They're just like, play if you want, don't play if you don't want.
If you want to maintain the rankings, you are the one to look at those tournaments.
Really?
Yes, because if you go below 100, you're going to start losing the position for Grand Slams. And even you'll not be recognized. So to maintain that the ranking of 100, she has to play a lot. She has to maintain the ranking up and up.
Wow. Yeah. So, Angie, you've done all of this work and you've come from very humble beginnings.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your early years and why at 4 years old you decided to hang out with Coach Joe and pick up this random thing they call a racket.
Well, I don't know why I chose tennis, but I think it's because I was introduced to it. So the moment I picked the racket, I think I just loved the sport. And since then, I just said I'm going to play this sport. And in the early ages, back then, it wasn't easy. Life wasn't easy because I'm living with my grandmother. My mom passed away during birth. And it was not easy because my grandmother is a single mom. So she's one person, like, as a mom, as a grandmother, and also as a father. So it was not easy. I remember there are times when we would go and train without food, and the only meal we'd see was supper. And it's not like it's a good meal, like it's just maybe bread, one bread, and you eat. Or even sometimes you drink water, and that's your meal for the day. So, like, I've come from a really tough background, and I think that's good because it has really motivated me and made me strong and how I am now. So I wouldn't say back then it was really bad. It was, but like at least I've come from there, and like now I'm able to evaluate and say yes, I've come from there, and now I know where I'm going. So I think I've learned some things back then which I'm now reflecting as I am now, and it's really motivating me. And also my drive is my grandmother, so every time when I'm on court, when I think of her, I just get motivated and I do what I'm supposed to do on court.
Oh, I love that, Angie. Thank you so much. So listen, Kenya Airways, corporates, anyone who wants to better Kenya, better the pride of Kenya, and take the pride of Kenyan tennis to greater heights, how do we get in touch with you, Coach Joe? How do we help Angie?
Like now, I'm the one who started her, which was to start a foundation was not easy, to give her what she needed, because I tried all my best to guide and help with others. Like, she could have come, as she has said, she could have not told me I didn't take breakfast. I don't have something for lunch. But as a coach, I noticed she was like weak. As we started, she's energy and she has energetic. As she goes, she was going down. So I had to pocket myself, to go to the pocket, buy her milk and bread. When I was buying lunch for the other kids who are the parents have left money for chips, I have to also to treat them like the same. Okay? So it has been tough, and that's why it has strengthened her. Even sometimes she has no shoes, and sometimes I have to go to Gikomba, look for shoes and support her and to be like others.
Mm.
Even the time we were to go tournament in Mombasa, I was to like to come on board with like others and treat her like others, you know. So when she was playing, she was feeling like we are the same and stuff. But deep inside, she knew I was not like. And I think she was working so really hard. And she has never looked at, I'm coming from this family, I cannot. The good thing, this kid, they started respecting her when Angie started whooping them up, you know. They were like, oh, Angie. And they were starting to get scared of her and stuff. So
it doesn't matter.
Respected, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You're proving that it doesn't matter where you started. Yes. It doesn't affect where you will end up. So Joe Tennis Program.
Yes.
How do we find you? Do you have an email address or a website?
Yes, I have my email, joetennisprog@yahoo.com. And I've come now back on board because the place now she is very, very sensitive. If it's here to make it or not to make it.
Yeah.
So I've come here to ask for well wishes, to come and support us for her, for a travel grant. And if you want to find me, you can call me 0721638923. I can repeat 0721638923. Coach Joe
and Angie Okutoyi, Kenya's hope, the pride of tennis, the pride of Africa, Kenya Airways. We're looking at you to get Angie all across the continent and the world. Angie, good luck. Massive, massive luck to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Can we go and you show me some moves now, please?
Okay.
Wow. Perfect.
Me. Seal, Kiss from a Rose from the soundtrack of Batman. Do you remember that? 98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music. As we're feeling all loved up, man, Angela is so cool. Our number one tennis star here on 98.4 Capital FM, the best mix of music, the best mix of apparently sports personalities. Fantastic.